Welcome back to the Deep Dive. So today we've got a really interesting source. It's an excerpt, basically promotional material, for a high-profile astrologer in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission today, it's quite specific. We're not here to judge, you know, the practice itself. We really want to analyze the claims being made.
Exactly. Break them down.
Yeah, we want to categorize the promises so that you, listening, can get a quick handle on how this provider positions themselves in the market.
That's a good way to put it. We have to look at this like a business proposal, really. I mean, they're explicitly marketed as the best astrologer in Toronto,
right,
and a trusted astrology expert. That's pretty bold language.
It really is.
So, yeah, our job is to pull out what areas they claim expertise in, what kind of solutions they're offering, and crucially, what outcomes they promise. It's kind of a shortcut to understanding the value proposition here.
Exactly. So if you're trying to figure out what experts in this particular space promise,
mm-hmm,
this deep dive should be really helpful. We're trying to look at the structure of their pitch. So let's start with just the sheer breadth of issues they say they can handle. Because, wow, it seems to cover almost every aspect of life, doesn't it?
It really does. The scope seems intentionally vast. Looking at the source, they promise precise, trustworthy, and spiritual advice. Okay. But then they apply that advice to, four key areas of life.
And these four pillars, they seem very strategically chosen. The first two are about our, deepest needs, love and marriage.
Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Relationship problems are often, maybe even primarily, why people seek outside advice.
True.
But they don't just stop at the personal. They pivot straight to, the big external stressor, career.
Ah, right. So that combination covers your private life, mm-hmm, and your public success.
Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah.
And then the fourth area, I found this one interesting. They kind of lump everything else under general personal issues and life predictions. That's a real catch-all phrase, isn't it?
It totally is. It suggests that, whether your problem is super specific, like I need to get my ex back, or really broad, like what am I supposed to be doing with my life? They claim to have a system for it.
Right. So it's like a complete package for stability.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Love, marriage, career that covers the immediate crises, the things that keep you awake at night,
uh-huh,
and then adding life predictions taps into that longer-term anxiety, the need for some kind of map or direction. It positions the astrologer as more than just a problem solver.
Well, like a life planner.
Exactly. A comprehensive life planner.
Boy, yeah.
Which fits because the source claims they're Toronto's most reputable astrologer and offer life-altering astrological readings.
Life-altering. That's a big promise.
Huge. You don't build that kind of reputation by fixing, minor annoyances.
Mm-hmm.
You get it by promising a fundamental shift.
Right. And if you're promising to alter someone's life,
you need some powerful tools, presumably. Which brings us nicely to the next bit, the actual solutions. What do they do for someone worried about love or their career? It seems to go beyond just giving advice.
Yeah, the language gets quite forceful here. The source talks about potent remedies and powerful astrological solutions, not just, consultations or readings.
Mm-hmm. Potent remedies.
What does that even mean to the average person, do you think? What are they expecting?
Well, that word choice, potent, it's doing a lot of work, isn't it? It implies something effective, maybe exclusive.
More than just standard advice.
Yeah, exactly. A powerful solution could be anything, but a potent remedy sounds specific, maybe fast-acting, concentrated. It sets it apart.
Okay, that makes sense. It implies a level of expertise. And the purpose of these remedies is laid out almost like, you said like physics earlier. It's about energy manipulation.
It is. According to the source, these solutions do two things at once. First, they drive out negativity.
Okay. So addressing the feeling that things are just going wrong, maybe bad luck or something external.
Right. And then at the same time, the solution has to actively draw in positivity.
So it's not just getting rid of the bad stuff. It's actively attracting the good.
Yes. It's presented as a complete energetic reset, cleansing and attracting.
That must have enormous appeal psychologically. Ooh. It gives the client a clear mechanism. Okay, we're cleaning out the bad energy and we're bringing in the good. Simple cause and effect.
And if you do that successfully, you get the promised results. This is where the spiritual connects to the material world. What are the big outcomes they claim these remedies deliver?
Right, the ultimate transformation. The source lists three key things: peace, harmony, and prosperity.
Ah, the big three. Peace, harmony, prosperity. That's kind of the trifecta of modern well-being, isn't it?
It really is.
And notice the structure. Peace and harmony, they address the internal state, the emotional well-being, relationships, how you feel.
Your inner world, your home life, maybe.
Exactly. But then they add prosperity.
Yeah, prosperity is the kicker, right? Because that directly links the spiritual work to a tangible, often financial benefit.
Precisely. It suggests this isn't just about feeling better, it's about doing better financially or materially.
So the service can claim to fix your heartache and boost your bank balance.
It covers all the bases: soul, home, wallet. And the source even specifically says the solutions aim to resolve relationship problems. So that's underlined as a key, maybe even guaranteed outcome.
Okay, so we've broken down the scope of problems they tackle and the pretty powerful solutions and outcomes they're promising. What about the who? The identity behind it all.
Right, the practicalities. For anyone trying to understand the service, knowing the specific provider and how to reach them is key. The source is very clear on the identity.
It names Master Akshay Khanna. That title, Master, right away, suggests a certain level of tradition, authority.
Absolutely. It's intentional branding, and it implies lineage, deep knowledge, maybe spiritual attainment. It sets him apart from just being an advisor. But what's interesting is how this traditional sounding brand is accessed. It's very modern.
Right. They provide very clear contemporary contact points. There's a website, first off, https.astrologiesrakshaykhanna.com, your standard digital front door.
Then for, email inquiries, maybe that first contact, it's masterakshaykhanna2999@gmail.com.
Interesting. A Gmail address. So Master Akshay Khanna uses Gmail. That blend again.
Exactly. Specialized skill, modern convenience. And finally, for direct calls, there's a North American phone number, +1 647 229 2199.
So it's the complete package, really. Traditional mastery claim, but accessible through a website, email, or a direct phone call. You make it easy to connect however you prefer.
Yeah, it removes any barriers to access. It signals they operate efficiently within the modern world, even while offering these ancient or powerful solutions.
So we've got the full picture now.
I think so. The range of issues covered: love, career, general life stuff, the method, these potent remedies, the promise piece, harmony, prosperity, and the specific identity and contact details.
Great. So just to quickly recap the main takeaways for you listening, we've looked at the claims associated with Master Akshay Khanna in Toronto. He's positioned as offering life-altering readings, covering pretty much all major life areas. The core service involves these potent remedies designed to clear out negativity and bring in positivity, leading ultimately to that promised state of peace, harmony, and significantly, prosperity.
And if we just step back for a second, the source really manages to blend that spiritual authority, the master giving spiritual advice, with very concrete, measurable outcomes, like resolving relationship issues and increasing financial prosperity. Which leaves us with a final thought, maybe something for you to mull over. What's the underlying appeal of a service that uses these unseen sort of spiritual methods to promise very visible material results? Does that promise of, say, prosperity somehow validate the spiritual means for people today?
That's a fascinating question. That connection between the spiritual claim and the material promise. Well, we hope this deep dive into the language and the structure of these claims has been useful. Thanks for joining us.